This is Metatron, and today I'm going to be talking about setting up a terminal server and a thin client. I'm not going to go too deep into the subject, so I don't think anyone really wants to hear me give them step-by-step instructions on how to set them up. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a good overview of the subject and where you can get started to get the project underway. First off, a terminal server allows you to deliver Windows or Linux-based applications or Windows or Linux desktop itself to virtually any computing device. And a thin client is a computer which depends on a central server for access to its applications. A lot of thin clients have no more than is absolutely required to connect to a network and to set up a dedicated web browser or remote desktop. One thing you're going to have to keep in mind before you set up your computer as a terminal server is it going to be powerful enough to do what you need it to do? Depending on how many people are going to be using it, how many thin clients are going to be connected to it and be using it simultaneously, also what applications you're going to be running. As long as you're running a fairly modern computer, at least a gig of RAM, you shouldn't have any problems running most applications that you could possibly need. And you should be able to serve between 4 to 5 thin clients with that. If you're just going to be using it for web browsing and checking your email, you can generally get away with a less powerful server. But a sort of rule of hand here really is, obviously the more powerful server you've got, the more thin clients you can have, the faster an application will run. There's a few options for people when they want to set up a terminal server. First off, there's the Linux way, which in my opinion is the better way, which you can use the Linux terminal server, which can be found at ltsp.org. And it's fairly easy to set up. I've used it with Fedora, I've also used it with Debian. Both are very well documented, with step-by-step instructions. It's really fairly simple for anyone that really wants to do it. The next option is Windows Server 2000 or 2003, both of which are really just as easy as the Linux option, but obviously you've got to deal with the hassle of all the licensing stuff. So generally it's just as easy to install Fedora on your system and a Linux terminal server project. Once you've made your choice between Linux and Windows and you've got your terminal server up and running, now's a good time to think about what applications you're going to want to use on your thin clients. Most people will install on their terminal server Office applications, anything that you might need really. It's entirely up to you. Now's also a good time to set up any accounts that you might be needing for your friends, for your family, whatever really. The next step is to either buy or build your own thin clients. Generally when you're actually buying them, you can pick them up for about $30 from eBay, although they tend to be the older models, so it's generally best to spend a bit more. For about $100 you can get a reasonably spec'd thin client. Brand new, you can get them from between $200 to $800. The sort of good price range in new ones is around the sort of $400 mark. You get an option between Linux and Windows on a lot of them. The older models, which you'd find on eBay, might come with Windows CE, which is just awful. Then you've got Windows XP Embedded, which is just as bad. But the best option, of course, is Linux to go with. The Linux thin clients will still work just as well with Windows Server 2003 as the Windows ones will. So there is no real need to go for the Windows option, because it's really just as easy to use the Linux one than it is to use the Windows. I myself use a HP Compact T5525 client, which is Linux based, has a 800 MHz processor, 256 MB of flash memory, 128 megabytes of RAM, which is good enough to do pretty much anything you could need it for. Everything from watching movies to using Office applications. You're not going to be gaming on it, but if you're using a thin client, thin clients aren't designed for gaming. Also, one of the best things about using a thin client is a lot of them have no moving parts, which means zero noise. If you don't want to buy a thin client, you can always make your own using any old PC or laptop and PXES Linux, which is a free Linux thin client OS available at tinyurl.com/01xvx. It's a fairly easy install. The website's very well documented for installing it. It works with both Windows and Linux terminal servers. One of the coolest things you can turn into a thin client is a Nintendo GameCube. You're going to need to get the GameCube network adapter, which is a little hard to come by in the shops, but I'm sure if you search on the net you can find it, and download a copy of GameCube Linux, which is available at tinyurl.com/84kx5. Getting GameCube Linux up and running shouldn't be an issue for anyone with reasonable Linux experience. Once it's up and running, it's perfectly good for streaming movies to your TV, accessing applications. It will work like any other thin client. I hope what I've said has made you want to go out and build yourself a terminal server and hook up some thin clients. If you have any questions, you can email me at metatron@fbillradio.com. And that's it from me. I'm going to finish the show off with some music from Submerged. It's a song called Guilty as Charged. You can get it from Pod Safe Music.